So we had Mendy's question. We explained the machlokes, Rishonim, as to whether or not we can have the suda on the day after. Or v'lo yava applies to suda also. So we explained it as follows. That really everybody agrees that kriya is din v'lo yava. The question is the relationship between kriya and between the yom and mishnah v'simcha. Is the kriya kiyam in the yom mishnah v'simcha? Or is the kriya kiyam in the yom itself? The yom hakvum. But the yom hakvum are related to the mishnah v'simcha via the fact that it's mugdam. Or do we say no, the other way, the first way, which is that it's an actual kiyam in the yom mishnah v'simcha. So if it's a kiyam in yom mishnah v'simcha, so then if you move the yom mishnah v'simcha to after the 14th, 15th, so it'll be a violation of lo yavar on the kriya. So what we wanted to say is that everybody holds that the violation of lo yavar is on the kriya. The question is the relationship between the yom mishnah v'simcha and between the kriya of the Agdama. Okay? So Mendy asked, according to the side that says that it's a kiyum in the yom itself, so therefore if you move the yom mishnah v'simcha later, so you'll be in violation of the kriya being v'lo yavor, why didn't they make it afterwards and make it l'mafreya, kiyum in the yom mishnah v'simcha? So then in other words, you could wait till Matas Man Chiyuve. So the simplest answer is that the halacha of Le'avar is that there can't be any Kiyum Kriya at all after Le'avar. And if you do Le'mafreya, there's a Kiyum Kriya, but the Kiyum Kriya is retrospectively Chal on the previous Chiyuv. But it still is Kiyum Kriya, because the Maisa Kriya is being done afterwards. But then we just got off on Tashlumen in general. Now, what is Tashlumen? Tashlumen means that the Maisa, like by Chagiga, the Maisa really is being relegated to the new day, to the day of Tashlumen. But the Tashlumen satisfies the Chiyuv of the previous day. But the Tashlumen itself is a separate institution which is Chal in its own Zman. Which is Chal Nazon's mind. So over here, that wouldn't do Tashlumen. Because over here, if you did that, so it would be Chal Nazon's mind. It would be the Le'avar. But at any rate, the simplest interpretation is that there can't be any Shem Kriya. L'achar Zman. The Le'avar. Shem Kriya. So if you did... Even if the chum was constructed in a way that's a chalos in the yom of mafreya, still you'd be in violation of a le'avar in terms of the shem kriya.
And okay. The tashlumen point that you're making.
I got to explain what tashlumen is.
Right. You saying that's a second reason why.
That's a different
separate.
It's a different structure.
Right. And you said.
But he's still asking why did they make it over here not tashlumen?
Right.
Or why did they make it? A kiyum and the direct kiyum.
Right.
I don't know if they could do that. Maybe once matas man chiyuve you need to add in tashlumen. I mean, we can go into a lot of abstract chakiras,
right,
which would take us too far off.
Right.
So that's why I wanted to say simply that the chalei shame of the kriya cannot be the achiyadal.
Right.
Or tesvav. Just to simplify. But Agavurcha explained what the nature of tashlumen is, how tashlumen works. Okay, now, what the hell was it on? All right. So we, there's the one thing that we left that we didn't explain, and that is the Ra. The machlokes that the Ra says that that it has to be that the suit has to be on the day. So dilu bechad b'Shabbos yom tesvavu v'ikimishum v'layavor. So how much pasku? No, I'm sorry. V'nirbim mishum idoch kush shalol kosev arazo b'firish halachos v'chein sudas por ma'achren achren achak kriyas megillah l'vnei kfarim v'lam adimim kodem kriyas megillah simchas por dina shalol te'el b'zmana. So if it comes out in Shabbos according to him, it's doing Shabbos. Yeah. So then he says that the Yerushalmi won't be sovelis girsa. Right. Why? Because it says the Yerushalmi says v'yasu osam b'Shabbos amalei laso osam yimei mishtav simchiksiv eshes simchasot li b'bezni yestes eshes simchasot li b'dei shemayim he the simchas Shabbos ena mitakanas mordechai. So we learn pshat that you have to create the Yom Simcha, and if it's on Chazon Tzchan on Shabbos, you can't create it because it's intrinsically Yom Simcha. So the question is, what's the machlekes? What is the machlekes here? That's where we interpret it. The Yasu Osam B'Shabbos, Laso Osam requires Asiya. Because the Simcha is totally in Bebezin. That is a question of the Sfardim and the Ashkenazim. Whether you say Yismuchu on Shabbos in Tfilas Musaf, or do you say it in Shachris, and some even say it in Arvis. The Rambam had it in Shachris, though.
Yeah.
But you know.
Yeah.
But he didn't have a Friday night.
No.
But the Sfaradim have a Friday night also. Right. It's interesting why the Ram didn't have a Friday night.
Right. Or Mincha? Or is Mincha
not a question? Mincha nobody has.
Nobody has.
Because Mincha is a separate Sphere's Dvarim of Menucha.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. It's really, it's like a separate message.
Uh-huh.
I don't know exactly why. But, So you see, so what's the machlokes really? Machlokes is the Rav one time mentioned that you clearly should only say Yismuchu on Musaf, because only in B'mikdash was there Simcha, but there was no Simcha B'gvulin. But what's the other sheet? You see the Rambam differently. So you must say he held that the day is endowed with the kedusha of Simcha, but the kedusha of Simcha can only be actualized in Mikdash. But the, in other words, you need Mikdash to actualize the Kedusha Simcha of Shabbos. Why? I can give you philosophically why, because the Mikdash is like a small world, so it has to do with reflects the Brias Olam, reflects Yeshme Bracious. So if you say that way, so then there is a Kedusha Simcha on Shabbos, which it becomes actualized only in the Mikdash. That's one way. So then I can't say laso so som, because it was already accomplished. But if I say the other way, namely, if I say that the kedusha is relegated, the kedusha on Shabbos is aloch and mikdash, it's relegated to mikdash alone. That on Shabbos mikdash assumes a certain realm of simcha, but it's not that the it's not expressing. It's not actualizing the Kedusha Yom of the Yom HaShabbos. Kedusha Yom of the Yom HaShabbos is only Oneg, not Simcha. But Migdash is a Sefer Locha, the Lifnei Hashem, brings you to a state of Simcha and Shabbos. So then, it's only Aloch and Migdash. That would be the Machlekes, whether you say Yismuchu in Shacharis, or only in Musaf.
Why wouldn't you also say it in Musaf? Or does that mean that would obscure the idea? Like, according to the Rambam, no. Why shouldn't it be in Musaf?
So he doesn't have it in Musaf?
No.
He only has some chakras.
Right. Yeah, it's funny.
And most of it has long chalda mokin, right?
Yeah. Long stosha mokin, yeah.
And you know, the way we have in chakras.
Right, and it's flipped.
I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, unless you say it's to point out this idea that it's to highlight that it is specifically in the yom, but it's still a little funny, I guess.
Yeah, no, that's a good question. That's a good question. Sure, he doesn't have it in Musaf.
Yeah.
All right. I don't know. But Sfarad doesn't have it in all the tefillos except Mincha.
Sfarim
or Nusach Sfarim? The real Nusach Sfarim. I think that the modern day Sfarim will, they also take it in. Real Nusach Sfarim.
No, I'm talking about.
Like Hasidish?
Hasidish Nusach Sfarim. Their Rizal.
Yeah, they have it.
They have it because they take part from the Sfarim. Okay. So that's what I was thinking could be a possible machloekes. Now, which is it's interesting, but the Rav learned the whole thing differently. Right?
Yep.
Okay. No, you mean no sense reading it. No sense recording the reading.
Ah, okay.
No. Okay, so the piece is found in Harikedim Simin Reish Zion, Dafshin Lamates, in the first volume. Binyan Sudo Mishloach Manas Kapurim Shachol Shabbos. Okay. So the Rav is learning in a totally different way over here. He's learning, we're doing the paragraph Fachin Nira, Shan Dafshin Mem, that he says, Yesh Lestapek, Yisod Achdina Derishami, Diyotzezesh Shesam Chosim Deshamayim. Is it halacha that the Purim, you can't have a Kiyam Purim on Shabbos? Why? Because since Simchas Abdei Shemayim, so it can't be Chal, another, the Chalos Purim will not invoke the Surah Shal Simcha. It's there already. We're saying because it can't be Kovea, the Lasso Sosom. The Rav somehow or other took out the Lasso Sosom. And he doesn't quote the Lasso Sosom. He's just learning that it's a question of Simchas Purim versus Simchas Shabbos. He's learning totally different than Lashon.
You mean in his first possibility?
In both possibilities. Even in the first possibility, he's saying the Efshel Kam Shabbos Kisim Chasim Deshemayim is not because of Kvias. It's because since Sim Chasim Deshemayim, so he can't Makayim the Simcha Bidei Adam, Bidei Bezim.
Not that there's no room to be Koveya?
Yeah, not because Kvias. Not because you have to do it. You have to be Koveya. But because since it's already a Suda Simcha, so you can't be Makayim a Suda Simcha's Bezim. On the top of a Suda Simcha Bidei Shemayim.
And we were saying that you really could, it's just the problem is you're not doing it, it's happening on its own?
That's right. That's one way. Oshu Midine Shabbos. The second way has nothing to do with what we learned. That what? Shein Lasos Boyom Mishtel Hashem Simcha Charis. Okay? That's completely different. And the thing is, according to the way, so he's saying you're being pagan, being mizalzal and kavod Shabbos. According to the way we're saying, and he's bringing a raya from Suda Shashvarish. According to the way we're saying, Suda Shashvarish fits in also. Why? Because since it's a Suda of Bezdin, so you can't be kaveya, the Sudas, which is a kvias Bezdin, Simchas Bezdin, on a day that has some kind of interpretation on it. You know what I mean?
But how do you know that Rosh Chodesh has to have that character? There's no limud by Rosh Chodesh.
But that's what it is. It's a suit of a simcha. The Yishami says the same reason for both of them.
That's what's called. From a pasuk?
No. The time they know the tamze. The mitamze, same time. May know some suit of Rosh Chodesh. So the same thing.
What suit is Rosh Chodesh that the Edom come and they make a party?
The ones that were kaveya make a party.
So that people are going to be willing to come. So other people will come in the future. They make a party for them.
No, it's a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah for Bezin to make a sudas, or a sudas v'shchodesh. For Simcha be mekadosh chodesh, and a mekadosh chodesh.
Okay.
No, not with the Am.
No, for the Edom.
No, for not for the Edom.
They want the Edom to come, no?
No, I don't know, something like that. Okay. Anyways, so it's the nature of the Simcha is the Surah's Bezin. Right. So the Bezin has to invoke it.
Right.
So since Shabbos isn't translated Yom Simcha, so the Surah's Rosh Chodesh can't express Simcha's Bezin.
Are you saying that it works the way we were saying it in the case as opposed to the way the Rebbe was saying it?
No.
Both
ways.
So why is it a raya? So why can't it be that it's just that you can't have a chalos of that simcha?
Because the Rebbe learned the way altogether. The Rebbe took out the lasoso song.
Right, but isn't he saying that this is a raya for the Sara Sheni?
For the Sara Sheni.
Right, but so the Sara Rishon, this wouldn't work, point in?
For the Sara Rishon?
Right, the Sara that it's because of...
Purim?
Because of Purim.
So then it's only Purim. So then why Surah Surah Rosh Chodesh?
Well, but why can you say that it can't be chal?
Right, why can't you say that simcha of the Surah can't be chal on Shabbos?
That what?
That when they make this, if they want to make this Surah Rosh Chodesh, the simcha of that Surah can't be chal on Shabbos because you already have a simcha.
Because then why should it apply to Surah, if it's Allah in Purim, that lasso sosam is exerced because of Purim, so then why should that exist because of apply to Rosh Chodesh?
Right. So you're saying according to the way we're learning you don't have that issue?
No.
So why don't you say the same thing?
Because we're saying that the kvias has to be a kvias of Bezin in order to be a Simchas Bezin.
So even though there's no pasuk over there, just logically you're saying
right, logically you're apply equally?
Right, because of the kvias, because it's all from
kvias. But if you say it's a special exercise because of Surah's Purim, so then you have no right to transfer that to Surah's Rosh Chodesh.
But if you say it's the Din in Shabbos, then of course the transfer is Chodesh.
Then of course you don't have right.
It's just you can't be Marav Simcha with Shabbos. Right.
But so one thing, I see according to the Rav, if you say it's Lachan Shabbos, it definitely goes to Rosh Chodesh. If you say it's exercise because of Surah's Purim, then it's not going to transfer to Rosh Chodesh. The way we're saying it's not a lachin, and Suda's parents lachin, just a Suda's Bezdin, can't be Chal and Shabbos?
That if the Simcha is a Simcha's Bezdin, so
by its very nature.
By its very nature.
What's the limit of, what's the Pasuk teaching? Lasos Oso Yemei Mishnah Simcha Ksir. That's just a Chasuda Bezdin. Is that teaching you that Suda's parents is Chal and Bezdin, or is it teaching you that Sanan Chal and Bezdin can't happen on Shabbos?
That's something that has to be initiated by Kfiyas Bezin. Simcha has to be initiated by Kfiyas Bezin, can't be initiated on Shabbos.
Okay, but I mean, the Gemara knew that Suda's Purim is something initiated by Bezin, and it knows that Rosh Chodesh too.
That's right. That's what I want to learn, to answer that question. But whatever, I mean, the point the Rav is making is that if it's Shabbos, according to his two sides, if it's Exeris HaKasav and Suda's Purim, so then he's right.
Right.
So then how does it apply to Surah Shish Radish?
Right.
How does it read with the Lima, though, the Rabbi?
I don't know how he leaves that to the Lasos or
something. But the whole Lima just doesn't sound like it's anything
about
this. Shabbos, Vayim, Arvin. Lasos, Simcha, Eshikli, Simcha, Kli, Bezinias, Eshikha, Kli, Deshamayim. Like it's telling you there's an Isha, Vayim, Arvin. It's like a funny, it doesn't really sound like it's going in that direction at all.
I know. Well, I wanted to examine the Rav from another standpoint. That, I mean, so he paskens it. By the way, there is a Rashi that says clearly that you make it on Shabbos.
Okay.
The Rashi you give with that one and another. Says, Itmar, Purim Shecholios, Bishabar of Shabbos. So Purim is Chal in the Erev Shabbos. Rav Amar Magdim in Parsha Zachar, Shmuel Amar Machron. Okay? Mm-hmm. So Rav Amar Magdim in Ki Echid Lo Tiktim Masiyah L'Sechira. The Asiyah Sayyom Purim shouldn't come before the Sechira. Shmuel Amar Machron, Amaloch Kivan Dikim Ukofin Davdi B'Chamisar, Asiyah L'Sechira B'Hadeh Adori Kashyan. So from this Gemara it's clear that they did the Suda on Shabbos.
That's not a Rashi, it's a Gemara, no?
I know, but I'll show you why. I'm saying a Rashi, because there's a Gra that says that there was an old Girsa. And the old Gersa was that not Bahati Adari, but that it comes before the Asuya. Because the Eskakasha and the Rabach Eskakasha on the Rif from this Gemara. How could the Rif Paskin Machar?
Right.
So the Gra says that there was an old Gersa, different Gersa. The old Gersa didn't have Bahati Adari Kasyan. The old Gersa had that they do it Shmuel Amar Ma'achrin because Amalach Chedik Mukafin of the Dikim Mukafin the have a Shira Kodam last year.
Oh, they when they do it.
Yeah, and they said that they did it on Sunday.
Right.
The Gra, it's you look it up in the Gra.
Right. Okay, it's pre-open tomorrow.
Pre-open tomorrow. But Rashi later says, you see, there's another case. Tana Rabbanan.
Okay.
Not Tana Rabbanan. Rosh Chodesh Adar Shechol Yos. No, just a second. That's small. You see they have the case?
Yeah.
Cholios b'Shabbos Atzma. Let's say you dalad is chal on Shabbos itself. Okay? So, Amar Avunu, Divrei Kolein Magdimen. Rav Nachman Amar, Dayani Machlokes. Okay? Take a look at Rashi. Cholios Purim b'Shabbos, Divrei Kolein Karen Zocha l'Shava. To hashtalo kod ma'asir l'schira. Gabe Mukofen Kodmas Hirilasia. You see the Rashi?
The implication is by the Ayaros, it's not really going to be, it's going to be Hadi Adali, it's not going to be Koda?
Yeah.
Because they had the Suda on that day.
That seems to be clear, no?
Because if everybody is reading on that Shabbos and doing Suda the next day, they're identical. Why is Rashi splitting them up?
He splits them up. The Ashtal or Kodmas Hirilasia?
There's two problems. One is you can't have Asiya preceding Zechira.
That's right.
Then there's a kiyum of having Zechira preceding. Like it's better that Zechira should go before Asiya.
It's
Zachor.
It's Machlokas.
Well, Zachor, but
Zechira is part of Zachor.
But how do you do that? That's the question. Is that good or not?
Well, it's Machlokas.
That's the question of Rabbi Shmuel?
Yeah.
Whether how do you do that is good enough?
It's good enough. Whether it has to be before. Or it shouldn't precede the Parsha Zohar.
And everybody agrees it can't go out of order. You can't have Asiya before.
That's right.
But Asiya here means Purim, no? Doesn't mean the Suda.
No, over here it's referring to Asiya, it's referring to the Suda.
Why do you say that?
Of course, it can't be the Shabbos.
It's referring to Purim.
You see, you can't do Kriya Purim, Kriya Megillah on Shabbos. It's referring to the Asiya.
The Asiya only means the Suda.
Yeah.
Alright, yeah.
This one I owe to Rabbi Bald.
So that's it, the Bali, according to the Argersa, has a Suda on Shabbos.
Has a Suda on Shabbos, and according to Rashi definitely learns that way. The Rif might have had another Gersa, that's why it says Rabbi Arias from Rashi. A Filuchol by Rav Shabbos. I'm just saying. Lo Kod Masi L'Schira. Because it's Chal B'Shabbos, so it's not Kodma, it's simultaneous.
Right.
The Gabi Mukofen Kod Masi L'Schira Asiya. So you see clearly that Mukofen. That you don't push your dalit over to Tezvav, otherwise it would be Kadma.
So why would that be? Because of the Yahuwah and Suda?
Why would that be? So he held like those who shown him that hole that it's Bismano, like the Ra.
And who cares about Shabbos?
Yeah. He holds no problem with Shabbos. Apparently he learns the Bavli the way we have a Bavli. Rashi didn't correct the Girsa.
Right.
So Rashi apparently held clearly that you do the suit on Shabbos.
Right. It's like the rope brought down, right? Rope brought down something.
Pretty Chodesh.
But that's right. It says that the Bavli doesn't hold that.
Yeah, he said maybe the Bavli doesn't hold.
Right.
Right.
It says maybe the Bavli doesn't hold it.
Right, he says the Bavli doesn't hold it.
Right.
I guess he meant the Bavli because of the Girsa, the two Girsas and the Gra. He doesn't talk about it, but Rashi clearly held this way.
So the same.
That's the interesting thing.
Rosh Chodesh would be the same thing.
That what?
So Rosh Chodesh you can't do much. You can do it on Shabbos according to the Bavli Rashi.
Apparently.
Apparently, nobody discusses. We don't know any other source of that either. And
Yishan
says it's tied together.
That's why the Ralbach, Ralbach.
Yeah, Levi
and Chavit. Yeah, Levi and Chavit. He's the one that instituted that he was to do it on Shabbos.
Right, he's the one he quoted.
He's
the one he quoted.
Right.
To do the suit on Shabbos.
He held the Obadach on Shabbos because he held the Bavli holds. I get from this Bavli. It's pretty open.
Right. I guess it's gears is done.
Right.
Nothing's open.
Yeah. You know that when you learn the Rav, it looks like it's very one-sided. But it's not so simple. I mean, you know, his svar is... I like his svar. His svar is intuition he likes. His intuition is that he shouldn't make a suda on Shabbos. Mm-hmm. That intuition is very good. That's why I think he went with it, because he likes that intuition. But why is it that he shouldn't make a suda? What about the Yontif?
Right.
What about Yontif, right?
Right. How do you do Yontif?
That's B'day Shemayim, no?
It's B'day Adam.
Yeah.
Like it's Bezin Mekadosh?
Bezin Mekadosh. Mekadosh is all
that's
mine.
That's fine. Yeah.
He says, still not so posh.
And then you get out of the problem the other way. If you learn,
which way?
If you learn the Tzara Rishon, if you don't learn it's probably Shabbos, then it's important. But you have, if you just don't have, you just don't have that halacha. If you learn it's problem in Purim, not a problem in Shabbos. And so
right.
You just learn, it's just, there's no
so
such limit.
First way,
right, you learn the first way, so there's no halacha like that.
No,
you
halacha
have
was
special halacha in Purim.
Special halacha in Purim.
You know, the way we were learning, Rabbi.
Right.
Yeah.
Kfiyas? Yeah. La Sosa Sam.
Yeah, right. So how could you have Yontif on Shabbos?
No, because La Sosa Sam is Purim.
Well, it would be also...
And Purim has to... that's the requirement of Purim.
That's an Asiyas Bezin?
It's an Asiyas Bezin. It should be Yom Shel Asiyas Bezin has to bring it in.
But
not
a Yontif also,
not like that.
What?
Bezin has to say, it's not Mekash Shabbat Vanu. Yontif also? Isn't it through the Kfiyas Beis and Klai Yisrael?
Yeah, but that's the way it works, but there's no La Sosa song. That they have to be the only ones that initiate it.
But then we say it would apply equally to Sudans. Like we say you need a special limit because it would apply equally to Sudans.
Yeah, but that's different because Sudans is a kiyum of the whole the shame Sudah is a Simchas Bezin.
I mean, there it's directly tied to Bezin itself.
Directly tied to Bezin sitting down to a Sudah.
Uh-huh.
The act of Bezin sitting down to a Sudah. But over there, it doesn't say that they have to be the only ones.
By
Yontif.
By Rosh Chodesh, naturally, you should extend that.
Right.
It's not just like blanketly anytime you have a kviyas.
Right. Not just
blanketly. It's only like dumi at the Purim, so to speak.
That's right. Where it has to reflect.
Doesn't tzliva basin mean because it's all a sakana devara, not because it's based on Rosh Chodesh? But the Gemara says truly the basin means it because it's the phenomenon of the kind of Mordechai. I don't understand your question because it sounds like you're saying Yom Tov is also truly the basin. And it's true Yom Tov is truly the basin in the sense of Kiddush HaChodesh, but that's not how the Gemara interprets. The Gemara, the Shita of the Yerushalmi is truly the basin, but the Gemara explains means that the phenomenon of Tuvah is of Tuvabana, not that it's based on Kiddush HaChodesh. But he said it's based on the kind of Mordechai.
Yeah, but I'm asking what's, according to the Rav, I'm asking. According to the Rav, you can't, that'll be like a chul and Shabbos, we pogay in Kedushas Shabbos, if you have a simcha, so why isn't this yontif pogay in Kedushas Shabbos?
Well, that's what I'm saying, it's the Rav is saying that the, it said chazal can't be misfaking to create another suda on Shabbos.
Why not?
You don't have a right to make such a takana, because that would be pogay in Shabbos.
Why not? Can't
the Rav created the suda. So the Torah created two
Suda.
Why shouldn't that be possible?
I don't understand. If one time answered this, one time said that we see, maybe you remember, that we see that on Yom Tov Shechol Yos B'Shabbos, that you daven Tfilas Yom Tov, not Tfilas Shabbos.
Right.
And you know, Chetzel Hashem, Chetzel Lachem. Why don't I say that Shabbos really is Docha? Right? So I remember the Pasuk, Elamor de Hashem Mikra HaKadosh, so it starts off with Shabbos.
Right.
But there was a svara, we said that there was some kind of svara we had that Shabbos accommodates Yom Tov.
Isn't
it Tchilas Mikra HaKadosh? Tchilas Mikra HaKadosh.
You want to
take Kedusha
Yom Tov based on Kedusha Shabbos?
That's right.
The source of all Kedusha comes from
Shabbos.
It's the same man.
So it's the so it's Novea from Shabbos. So therefore, so it's not a contradiction.
Right.
The Shabbos accommodates the Yom Tov, because the Yom Tov gives the mitzvah Sam Yisrael. Okay. I don't know. I think there's more to it, but that was the upshot of it. So Yom Tov is different. See, the difference is like this, really. Yom Tov is a theme. Yom Tov is not an event, a simcha for an event. Yom Tov is really a theme of Kedushas Yisrael. It's Yiras Hashem, Avas Hashem. It's Simcha Lefnei Hashem. So it's a theme. It's not that on Pesach we went out of Mitzrayim. Of course we did, but the thing is that that whole thing is a theme in Kedushas Hayom and Kirvah LaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's why Shabbos accommodates that. But over here, this is an event. Even though there's a theme behind the event, why the Chacham did it, but actually it's a celebration of an event of Yeshua. To take Shabbos and to use it for your celebration for an event and of Hatzalah, you can't do that. That's what I think the Rav is saying. You understand what I mean? In other words, the whole Simchas Purim is a Simcha of an event. It's a simcha of a story. It's tied to the Kriyas of Megillah.
Right.
It's an event. The Suda is a rock. Where does the Suda come from? It comes from the Suda that they had then.
Right.
That's why it's shikras,
right.
Holus.
Right.
So it's tied to the event. So to take it to Yom HaShabbos, which is a Yom intrinsically of Simcha B'day Shemayim, and to use it for a simcha of another event, that where you were saved, that's pagay in the Kavod Shabbos.
What about Rosh Chodesh?
But, what?
It's Suda's Rosh Chodesh. I mean, it's not really tied to an event. It's also Kedushas Yisrael, Kedushas Samana.
No, I'm going with the Rav.
No, but I'm saying, according to the Rav, Suda's Rosh Chodesh is also Pugay and Shabbos.
Right.
So I'm saying, why would that be Pugay and Shabbos? According to the... If you're saying Yom Tov is not Pugay and Shabbos, because it's not tied to...
Because it's a personal Suda. It's a personal Simcha that... It's a personal simcha that you're able to be mekadosh the It's an extraneous simcha. So it's an extraneous simcha.
Even the sister's clothes is extraneous.
Yeah, it's not. You know, it's not a mitzvah d'oraisa. It's not part of it. It's a reaction that a person should have that is able to be zocha to be mekadosh the chodesh. It's extraneous. It's an extraneous thing. It's like an event.
Right. It's right. It touches on the themes of like Yom Tov and
right.
the calendar, but in the Suda itself, it's not a manifestation of those things per se. It's your
right.
that you're relating to them so personally.
Right.
Assume.
Right.
Right.
It's a personal. It's a personal thing.
Right.
It's personal. You can't make it into a personal simcha. That's what I think the answer is. But the Rav's intuition was he liked that. I mean, he held that way. Misvara, that it's Pagayim Kvod Shabbos if you use it for personal simcha. Okay, I think those are all the sides.
Did also you get married on Shabbos? According to that? So this is Sulam, so he's Erizim?
You're not allowed to get married on Shabbos. But the Suda...
Because of that reason?
But the Suda you can carry through. It's interesting. It's a good question. The Suda you can carry through on Shabbos. Well, you see, you have a... Sheva Brachos on Shabbos.
Right. You can do that.
You can do that.
That's not really...
A Moed, you can't. It's fine. In Maran Simple Simples, you can't...
You can't have Sheva Brachos?
You can't get married on a Moed, right? It's not the...
Yeah, once you get married before. You can't have Sheva Brachos.
If you get married before, you could, right?
I
do that all the time, right? You'll do that. I get married before I have Sheva Brachos on Yanta.
But there it's not like... There it's just an enhancement of a meal, no? It's not like the meal. You're saying like you could have a meal and now you're part of the enhancement is just have a lot of people there and then the chasm call there and they're getting a particular simcha there. But it's not like machayev in a meal.
Well, machayev yom.
Huh?
Not machayev yom. Yom's not machayev.
Well,
I mean the suit is a suit is for sure, so.
Yeah. Just because you were chayvin, it's like it happens to be that there is a simcha that they feel that's accidental to the that you know comes out from the suda, but it's not that. There's a certain experience there. Now, when you have a certain experience, now you could be...
You're not being yotze anything over
right.
there.
Right.
You're not being yotze achi of suda. It's a different kind of halacha. It's a mea chasam akal. It's extraneous. It's not achi of suda, but suda sayom. You're not being yotze anything.
But by Rosh Chodesh, there's a chol suda?
But by Rosh Chodesh, there's a chol suda, right?
Oh, a meal? Meal is a chol suda, or it's not? Same thing?
No, it's extraneous.
Mila is extraneous.
The suda you have on mila is simply covered on mila, but it's not a chova suda.
It's not a chova suda.
All right. It's a chova suda in a different sense.
You mean chova from the yom or just a chova at all?
It's not a chova at all.
It's not a chova at all.
Yikar din. It's a kiyum, and the person would have a mila without the suda. Meal would be lacking anything.
Meal would not be lacking, right.
Meal would not be lacking. It's just an expression of...
Simcha meal.
Of simcha that gave a personal simcha that he's able to have a kind of mitzvah. That you can do on Shabbos.
So now you can do on Shabbos, but when there's a chiyah for that, then you can't do that.
Right, when it's a real chiyah sudas shel simcha.
Right. Because then it's pogam the yom.
Then it's pogam
the
yom.
Because then it's mitzurah to the yom. Right. If it's not...
It doesn't say you're not allowed to be happy on Shabbos about mitzvahs.
Right.
And now let him make a mitzvah and some echos on the cow. That doesn't say.
This can't be mitzvah. So if you can't tie to the yom, then it'd be contradiction.
That's right.
So by a wedding, the problem is the suda.
By a wedding, the suda. You can have the suda on Shabbos.
You can have the suda on Shabbos. This is like mila, the suda over there. Or?
Yeah, because it's mitzvah, some mitzvah, some echos on the cow.
Right.
It's a different kind of it. It's a different type of simcha.
I said, you got married on Friday, you could have a little...
You have the Suda Shabbos. Right, I think Mr. Burr brings down. Yeah. Yeah, I think he says you're allowed to rely on the Baal Eitor and have music by Goyim.
Yeah.
I think so.
So you're saying like there's two types of Suda Mitzvahs. There's Suda Mitzvah Rosh Chodesh and Purim where there's like an intrinsic Mechayah for it?
Right. And there's different Suda Simcha, like a person make a Siyum on Shabbos. Can't make a Siyum on Shabbos? That's Simchas Mitzvahs in general.
That's
certainly fine. It's not a kiyum. If a person made a siyum and didn't make a suda, wouldn't be lacking in the siyum. So Allah, it's the kavod haTorah. Kavod haTorah is certainly mutar on Shabbos.
Right.
You go down that road,
you say when the suda is really completing something else. So it's intrinsically mechayev, so now you say that thing is pogam kavod haShabbos.
That's right.
If you didn't have to do the suda, then he made a suda. There's no real relationship to Yom HaShabbos.
Yeah, if the mechayev of the suda is not an intrinsic mechayev, but it's just a mechayev that's tied to either mitzvahs samecha or samechas mekala, or else it's tied to mitzvahs kavarat Torah, or it's tied to the simcha shel mitzvahs mila. So then that's certainly mutar. Now it's certainly not tied to the Sashim Shabbos.
Same
with
Bar Mitzvah, right?
Yeah, Bar Mitzvah. That's right, Bar Mitzvah.
That's a real literary.
That's right.
Right.
It's external to the Yom. It doesn't
right.
Right. You ever do the Simchas Rosh Chodesh?
I think in this year on Rosh Chodesh. Yeah, I think so. Yeah. All right. So that's it.
Do the last part of it?
Yeah, okay.
Kind of separate.
Go ahead. That since it says the Machayev of Mishloach Manos Suda.
Right.
And since you can't do Suda and Shabbos, not only that, it's an Issa, so you shouldn't do it.
But that is your reply to Mishloach Manos? Is that what he's trying to say?
Yeah. He's trying to say you wouldn't have you'll be knocking out Mishloach Manos.
Would it be the same Isser and Shabbos? It's just like, now there's no Suda, so there's just nothing.
Yeah, is that
what
he's saying? He says, look, if he's wrong, then he's just wrong. If he's wrong, then Mishloach Manos is wrong about that too. I mean, why do you need to go to the whole Suda? Mm-hmm. Why are you bringing the tie between Suda and Mishloach Manos? It's just, you're just saying he's wrong.
What do you mean?
He's saying that we don't hold, like, we're not going to be mocked by Yushamit.
Right.
So if he's wrong, Mishloach Manos too.
And he's just showing you that you're going to miss Mishloach Manos also.
According to
the Pre-Chodesh.
Right.
But you shouldn't do Mishloach Manos.
Well, according to him, no? According to the Rav.
According to the Rav.
Since you're not going to do Suda Shabbos, since you're not going to do Suda's Parma, I mean...
And Mishloach Manos is no reason to be no Mishloach
Manos. It falls away.
Well, the Rav's just saying is if you listen to the Rav from the point of you can't do Suda Shabbos, it can be Machmer and Suda Shabbos. So now you say, well, fine, at least I'm going to be Machmer and Mishloach Manos, and do that on both days.
And what is he adding here to Rav?
I mean, he's just saying that you can't do that either. It doesn't make any sense to do. Because if you're not going to be Machmer and Suda, you can't be Machmer and Mishloach Manos.
If you're not going to be Machmer and Suda...
You have to do it on Shabbos too.
Right.
So there's no point in Machmer and Mishloach Manos, because... I mean, there are two possible ways of understanding the Rav. Is he saying that the same way he said there's an Isser of making the Suda on Shabbos according to the Yerushalmi?
Yeah.
So too, he's saying that same Isser applies to Mishloach Manos on Shabbos? And therefore, the same logic knocked that Pre-Chodesh knocks him out on Mishloach Manos too?
No.
Or is he saying, no, there will look. It's true, there's no Isser. Just if you're going to knock out the Pre-Chodesh vis-a-vis
Suda.
Making Suda on Shabbos because really it's an Isser, you can't be doing Chomra. So you also can't take his Chomra of Mishloach Manos either.
There's no point.
That's what he's saying.
That's what he's saying. There's no point. What are you doing?
There's no point.
Unless you're going to take him completely, you can't take him from Mishloach Manos.
Right. That's right. Mm-hmm. And what did he add? He's just extending it to him. Show that's going to be nagia to Mishloach Manos also.
Yes, he doesn't want you to think that you can, even though it's the Svara of Isser only applies to Suda, right. To his Chomer makes sense to at least do the Chomer of Mishloach Manos.
They're not separate Chomos.
Right.
It totally does, right.
So this Mechalkes, whether you can do Mishloach Manos on Shabbos, so at least let's do that twice. What do you lose by doing that twice?
That's the same.
Right. I mean, Mechalkes Baal Vishami, what you should do on Shabbos, so you should do it on Shabbos and do it on Sunday.
Right.
But he's saying that if you're not going to do the Suda...
So not only can't you do the Suda, but...
There's no
Kiyum Mishloach Manos, because you might say Mishloach Manos you can do.
Right, because that's not okay in
Shabbos. Because it's not tied to Suda.
Right, but
he's saying that. So you can do that. So he's saying that you wouldn't have a Kiyum of Mishloach Manos either.
Right, there's no point in Machmer doing it both days.
Right. Yeah, well, that's what he's saying for sure, but he's saying... That it, let's say, for instance, you were Machmer and you did it on Shabbos, Mishloach Manos.
Yeah,
right. So, is there a Kiyum?
Right,
so the answer is no Kiyum at all.
Unless you did Suda also.
No, but he holds it, you can't.
You can't be Machmer and do Suda.
Right. So he holds, therefore, that there's no Kiyum of Mishloach Manos. It's just a waste of time.
So you're saying the Talmud is not that?
He's just showing you an outcome of this.
Yeah.
outcome. It's just an outcome.
What do you say about Yom Purim? Did he do Suda by Mishnah Manos?
So that's what he's saying. We waste time because it's Tolling Suda.
But it's Tolling your Kiyum Suda, not your Chiyuv Suda?
It's Tolling.
Let's say you did Yodalad. So I have a Chiyuv Suda, Chiyuv Mishnah Manos. And they're tied together halakhically, conceptually. Let's say I just was pushy, I didn't do my Suda's Purim, but I did Mishnah Manos. Do I not have a Kiyum? Because according to the Bavli, you have a Chiyuv Suda on Shabbos.
So let's say, but he's not, he doesn't mention the Bavli. I showed you the Bavli.
Okay, fine. According to the Ra. Right, whoever the Shita is, there's really Chobas Suda on Shabbos.
He's trying to say that that's no Shita.
No, he's saying it's Machlokas. You just can't be Machmir. You just can't be Machmir like Yishalmi because the other side holds the Nisr. You can't be Machmir like the Ra because Yishalmi holds the Nisr. So you can't be Machmir.
He says maybe the Bavli.
Well, maybe the Bavli. Let's say the Ra. Definitely according to the, there's some Shita that there's a Chiyuv Suda and a Chiyuv Mishloach Manos on Shabbos. Right? So I understand I'm not going to do Suda because of the problem of Yishalmi. It might be Nisr. Right. According to those sheets, hold that your Purim is on Shabbos. So do Mishloach Manos. Just because you're not doing Suda doesn't mean there's no Kiyum Mishloach Manos. You have a Chovas Suda.
No, but he's saying you don't have a Chovas Suda. If you have a Chovas Suda, it's a Suda.
I can't because of maybe the other guys are right. So Safik Eser Lachoma. Is he saying even according to the Ra'ah, if you actually did Mishloach Manos, there'd be no Kiyum?
No, but he's saying that. No, no. He isn't even mentioning the Ra'ah.
Who holds you can do Suda on Shabbos?
They're all?
I thought it was they're all, no?
Yeah.
They're all, the Bavli, whoever, who else is bringing down? Whoever the
Pre-Chadosh. The Pre-Chadosh.
The Pre-Chadosh is doing
well,
because
maybe the Bavli.
Because maybe the Bavli, fine. But
so he rules that out. But he rules, he says you can't say maybe the Bavli if you can interpret the Yishalmi the other way.
I thought he was saying that, look, there's definitely two Shitas.
That's my Bavli.
So what's the whole confusion? I thought the whole Pre-Chadosh Eitzah was there's two Shitas when you do it, either on Shabbos or on Sunday. So just do both.
No, because he's saying if you're misupik about the Bavli, so then if you Yishalmi, it wouldn't be an Isser, so you could say you could do a Machma Safik, you could be Machma.
Okay.
But if there's an Isser, so you can't be Machma Machma Safik.
Okay.
Because there's you over an Isser.
Right, but obviously if you Bavli really held Shabbos, it wouldn't be an Isser according to the Bavli.
That's right, but okay. Well, I don't
so
know.
Now, let me
Klai Chakir is in Bavli. I have a basic question.
So the question was
on the Rav is
just because you can't actualize the Suda, but according to one side there's a Chovas Suda and you can't actualize it because of the Yishalmi might be an Isser, but at least the Mishloach Manos, the Chovas Suda is there, so the Chovas Mishloach Manos should still be there.
In other words, according to the Rav, you can't actualize the Suda Shabbos, but why shouldn't we give Mishloach Manos just in case? There is a, just in case the Bavli holds us that you can do Suda on Shabbos. Right. So the answer is, it's not the Chova Suda that brings Mishloach Manos into play. It's the actualization of the Suda that brings Mishloach Manos into play. And since the actualization can't take place because of the Yisr, so therefore you can't have the Kiyum of Mishloach Manos.
This one's wrong.
Yeah, go ahead.
Because Ram has it, he says,
that's right.
Shoch Basavis Sakin Suda, Nog, Piashir, Tim Suda, Vishos Yar, and Shishtaker, of the Rod and Bishir person, the same office that Rechim Chai, Vishloch, Shemonos. Shal Basar, Oshal, Nate, Tavshal, Shneem, Oakland. Then he goes on, he says, Vim Ain Lo Mathluk Imchadero, Zeshalech, Lazes Sudaso, Zeshalech, Lazes Sudaso. He puts it in terms of
Suda.
Like it's.
Yeah. Right, but that's for sure that it's tied to Suda.
No, I'm saying
it's tied to the conceptual Chovas Suda.
Yeah. Right. Like but I'm saying, but that would fit in this fit, you know, it is a kind of actualization of the Suda.
Right. What's your right?
I'm just saying because he says Zeshalech Lazev Suda, right? Like he.
But that's just that halacha could justify by saying that he's just saying that he could be kaim mishloach manos with the suda. He could do it.
Right. Wouldn't have bothered us the other end.
Right. I'm not saying right.
I want to finish off already.
Yeah. The kiyum suda is going to be lacking because he can't do mishloach manos. So therefore, you shouldn't do the suda.
And because of the shami avarino.
Right. I think that's what he's saying.
Right.
The chaim mashma, the beemes, the kachas, the kolbasham. But yeah, so it's fine. So what would the Ra'ah do? He says to have your suit on Shabbos.
He's saying, Rashi.
Right, Rashi, right.
I guess he's saying you could switch with the people that you have your suit with.
Wouldn't that be awesome, though? I mean, you don't do Mishloach. You can't blow a shofar if you're not going to move.
No, I guess he holds. They probably hold it. There's no gzera over here. And you can't be metama one zera to another zera, and therefore you can be metama with people that are there. And if you can't, you're not.
So why is there no zera? I mean, it's a good question. Now, why would according to Rashi wouldn't there be zera?
That's a good question. Because according to Rashi, you can't say that you shouldn't do mishloach manos.
You can't say that. Why not? Because Rashi is down.
Who mentioned?
Shem is not the same.
What?
The Shem is not
applicable. Why not?
But it's Kalchom, it's worse. It's not even a Shema. The guy's sending stuff to his friends.
You don't have to send it to your friend. You have your friend come to your house and she's giving a shalom.
So what does he bring you? He waits
for later. How's he going to bring it home?
It's a pretty elaborate setup you have.
It's like so much more likely than Megillah or Lulav or Shofar. That's
Mishloach Manos.
He's sending stuff. You know people are going to violate Shabbos if you hide them Mishloach Manos on Shabbos.
And so what does Rashi hold?
Yeah.
I can't imagine he would do a shofar. I mean, that's what it's hard to understand, but the Gemara never mentions.
Well, you could be makna the suda to the guy.
You could do those things like that. Yeah.
Oh, wait, there's no problem because it's a mukafin, so it's
about the carrot.
Could
it's be
the Yaris thing. Yeah, but Rashi is speaking by Yidalis.
Yeah.
What?
It happened in the
Yaris. Oh,
Yidalis.
Yeah.
Not today, but it could happen.
Right.
It's a funny problem, right?
Yeah, it's funny. Yeah,
it's like he went too far. One step too far. Okay.
All right, take it off. The other Rishonim, but he was saying that since there's an Issa B'davar, you have to go like the other ones.
Right. Can't just try to be
Yotzei
Chol
Deos. Right.
You mainly be passing like the Shulchan Aruch, because it's on Sunday.
That's the main Pesach, right?
But then you can't just try
so
to
you
bring
can't
in
try to bring
Yotzei
a Chumrah. Or you would be bringing an Issa. That's good.
Makes sense.
That makes sense. That's a good principle.
Right.
Okay, very good.